We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What up, people? We are back. Another episode, Dice It Up, and joined by an incredible guest, Ohio State guard J.C. Sheldon. Ice loves to put the hearts out. it's probably because you just spent time with Ohio State. You were covering the Iowa game, coming off that incredible win, down 12 in the fourth quarter. I have to admit, I didn't believe. It's national television. I feel like Caitlin Clark gets that extra boost. And then it seemed like every possession, y'all just went crazy. But anyway, how are you? You're coming off a fresh win at Illinois last night. We're recording this on January 26th, Friday. How's it going?
It's going well. We had a tough one last night at Illinois and came away with a win. And then obviously that Iowa win. And then we got a tough one coming up against Purdue here soon. So we're doing all right. We practiced already today, and then we'll get back in the gym tomorrow.
Hey, you know, I did not know y'all had the travel issues. Had I known that, I wouldn't have been as confident and risking valuable money betting on the Ohio State Buckeyes. But because the second quarter looked a little shaky.
Yeah.
Would y'all have 2 points in the second quarter?
Yeah, it was a rough. I think we have four. It was definitely a rough quarter for us.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's not something we see often.
Yeah, like how's your week been? It's been a big week. Like you played in the game in which it had the most viewers since 2010 on any network women's college basketball, and your team won. Like, how has the week been in terms of the eyeballs and the engagement and just like the level of the team? Knowing that, like, you've got people rocking behind you.
Yeah, I think that was a huge accomplishment. I think that's great for women's sports and women's basketball specifically. But that was definitely something that's pretty cool to be a part of. And like you said, to come out on the winning side of it makes it even more special. But we had to kind of switch our focus really quick to that Illinois game. And you mentioned we had some travel troubles too, which didn't really make a difference for us. We still had our same focus. But trying to transition to something as big as that, but also realize what a great accomplishment that is too with all those viewers. That's great for women's sports.
And she's also recording a podcast with us from a car. You gotta love the dedication that she's putting
know,
in right now.
About that.
No, we appreciate
it. My brother plays at OU, so I'm going to watch him. They play Kent tonight, so I'm gonna go watch him real quick.
What position?
He's a 1-2 guard, same as me.
Okay. Who's the better shooter?
Me.
Okay.
It's close. He would say him, and I'm going to say me. It's just that kind of thing.
We know who to believe, JC. We know.
I have a question that's a little bit off topic. I worked in Columbus for, I think, 3 months. I would travel back and forth when I was doing the consulting life. And we stayed near Easton, and that's where I discovered, and this has been horrible for the rest of my life, but I discovered Jenny's Ice Cream. Yeah, my God. But then I talked to people from Ohio, and they're like super teen graders. So I got to know, which one is it for you?
I'm a huge sweets person. Like I have a sweets issue, but I like both. Jenny's is honestly probably better ice cream, but they don't, their portion size isn't enough for me. So I'm team graders. But they're both great. They're both really good.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think Jenny's, at least in New York City, I think it's $14 a pint.
Yeah.
You all know the shops there. So, I mean, it was bad. We were going almost every night after dinner to the one in Easton, but I had to know.
Awesome. I live right next to Graders, too. It's within walking distance, so definitely swayed my decision.
Jeez. Okay, one more off-topic of basketball question. We have recorded a pod on the Her Hoop Sets podcast with Coach Brooks. Big fan. He wanted me to make sure that you knew who his favorite football team was.
Oh gosh. actually, y'all, I'm rooting for them now, I guess. My Browns, yes, are up, so 49ers, I guess.
Yeah. I love the whole Flacco narrative that was happening. That was fun. Sorry it happened to my Houston Texans. You know, we just got that magical kid that you probably know. You probably met C.J. Stroud, right? I assume, yeah, at some point.
If it had to be anybody, at least it was C.J. Stroud. I'll take that.
Well, that's a win-win. She's having a year.
It is. Just not the outcome we wanted, but we'll take it.
Casey, what's school looking like right now for you? Like, what are you studying? What are you focused on? You know, what's that part of your life looking like? The student part of the athlete.
Yeah. I got my undergrad in psychology, and then I just finished up my master's last semester in sports management. So I'm a little bit different this semester. I'm working towards a certificate in public management just this last semester while I'm finishing up. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm in about 3 classes this semester, so kind of a light workload. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Congratulations on the master's. It's lit.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's got to be an incredible time. Like, only 3 classes, get a hoop. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know. I had one semester in college with, like, classes only on Tuesday and Thursday, and those days were horrible. But, like, there's nothing better, like, than having free time while you're in college. You're not a real adult yet, I guess. I don't know. You're not working. You don't have too many responsibilities. Right. Obviously,
absolutely,
you're a D1 absolutely athlete. But
what's been your favorite class? Oh. Hold on, both of you. I got to know this. What's been, Dano, you too, like, what's been your favorite class you've taken ever in college? Because I guarantee you mine beats yours. But I want to hear yours.
Oh, gosh. I did an internship with Carrie, who's our assistant AD. And I don't even know if I count that as a class, but it took up a lot of my time, and I loved it. Just being within, like, our athletic department and the different parts of it. So that's probably got to be mine.
What was the grade? Or you just got, like, a completed, like, done, complete?
It was completed, yeah.
Okay,
it was,
cool.
I think I had to get a certain – I think it was 200 hours.
Okay, cool. Dana, what you got?
I told everybody on the pod last week that I took jazz dance, so I can't say that. you know, I did make an A. Me and my fellow – D3 teammates. I think I got 4 teammates to take it with me. 3 of them were freshmen. I was the only one who made an A. I mean, we all wanted to drop after the first day. We were terrible. And she made us buy the, you know, the tights, the jazz shoes. I will provide you with, you know, footage of that ice at some point of one of my dances. But
yes, I need to see it. Okay.
I think for me, though, like, my real favorite class has to be, it was like his, like, religion and agriculture, and we had the sweetest professor who like, it was like watch movies and go plant a garden. Like, I love this woman. Like, Dr. Jensen, if you're out there, I love you. You're somewhere near the Austin, Texas area. Just many blessings your way.
Okay. Dano, I thought you were way cooler than that. That really showed the nerd in you, that you said something about agriculture. But I love gardening too. Clearly I do, you know, plants. I didn't garden that though. Anyway, my favorite class was wine appreciation. I took wine appreciation at Syracuse my senior year. Extra little elective credit every Monday, guys. 6 wine tastings, 3 red, 3 white. Little sample of a snack and a little tipsiness going home. It was great. And I got a 99.
Oh, geez. That's awesome.
And, and her best games were on Monday nights.
Hooping. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. No, Mondays were our off days before I get Syracuse in trouble. Mondays were our off days.
Fair. JC, I want to talk about some of your teammates. I mean, you've been there for what, 5 years? This is your 5th year now?
Right? 5 years.
Yeah. Damn, almost getting ready for a statue time in Columbus. But you've played with a lot of different people. You're missing we love Taylor. I've talked about her on the pod a few times. Missing a shooter there, but I mean, you all have been able to incorporate transfers pretty well. You got a couple of new ones this year, Parks and Celeste Taylor. So can you just talk about the process of gelling with a new teammate and someone that has to play a big role in your team's success for the future?
Yeah, Celeste and T were both, they transferred in this year. Ty, I actually knew, we grew up together. We played AU
really?
Together for SMAC in Cleveland. So we already had a prior relationship, stayed in touch over the years. And then when I heard she was transferring, I was like, you got to come to Ohio State, which has been helpful for us. I think she's that big presence, physical presence down low that the piece we're kind of missing. And it's been cool to see her adapt to our, you know, how fast we play, our style of play, and watching her even last game getting boards and competing has been pretty cool. And then Celeste Taylor, obviously coming from Duke, was a huge one for us. I hadn't really had a relationship with her before, so it was cool getting to know her and just kind of hearing about her experience at Texas and Duke. But I think she's, you know, implemented herself really well into our team on both sides of the floor. She's obviously a great defender, fits our style of play really well in our press, and offensively she's getting things done too. So it's been cool. Both of them kind of fit in right away and just kind of got used to our style of play, which has been cool. But both of us helped them a ton, and we're glad they're at Ohio State.
Love that. In all your 5 years, who's the funniest teammate you've had?
Oh, gosh. Probably Kirsten Bell. She's really? Funny for a little bit, but she probably takes that one.
Why? What's funny about Kirsten Bell? That's hilarious. I wouldn't have thought that.
Cody's got a good personality, too. She's pretty funny.
I've seen Kirsten at the bars after New York Liberty games sometimes when Vegas is here to play. She looks like a good time. She's very magnetic, like a lot of people around her.
She's got a great personality.
No, I was going to ask about Cody, because I want to say someone pulled this stat the other day from CBB Analytics, but she's in like the top 2% in offensive fouls, which it's like, you know, I the charge is the worst officiated call in the game. I get very frustrated watching refs all the time. I don't think there's like two that I like, but have you ever taken a charge from Cody in practice? And it looks like it's so painful. She's a truck.
Yeah, no, I have not. And I'm not going to. Ricky might be the only one that has, but the thing about Cody is she's so strong that I think people are really quick to call that call on her. A lot of times, like you said, it's the wrong call, but she's just so much more powerful and stronger than the person she's going against that she never really gets the benefit of the doubt. But no, I won't be taking any charges on her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a senior, you should never take a charge in practice. Maybe, you know, games, you know, got to do what you got to do. But no, there's a funny the funny thing we were talking about with Coach Brooks too was that the North Carolina game winner was sick, especially you know for every that was the start of the day. I think that was the first game of that day. That was second round, right? Y'all beat James Madison, which was a little scary at first.
Yes.
Then you take care of North Carolina. Shocked everybody because no one thought UConn could go down. That was great. And then who do we play after that? Look at me saying we, just because I knew I had money on these games. Virginia. No, we're not supposed to say that, but you know what I mean. But who'd you? Oh, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech game. God, I gotta go back and watch that one. That was nuts. Jesus. Well, Big Ten's looking strong this year. Big Ten's looking strong this year. We got, I think, latest bracketology says they're going to have the most teams out of anybody. In the Big Ten, where is the toughest place to play or where do you least like playing?
Oh, I would say the hardest place to play is probably Indiana. Every time we go there, they pack that place and it gets pretty loud. I enjoy it because I think it's a really cool atmosphere playing there and it's a really nice gym. But probably Indiana and Iowa, just for the same reasons, they make the atmosphere really fun. It's pretty much always a sold out crowd when we go there. I personally like both gyms. I like playing in both those gyms and shooting in them, but as far as toughest place to play, I bet you majority of the Big Ten would say those two places.
We gotta get Ohio State on that list. We need the rest of the Big Ten scared to go there. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened at Michigan. We won't talk about that this year.
Ohio State's probably. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's all right.
Storming the court can be a little dangerous, I guess. We won't talk about the footage afterwards, but I found it funny. I'll say.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Say that for the pod. I don't know if you have a comment on that. Jace, you definitely don't have to say anything.
Okay, looking forward to your basketball journey after college basketball is over. What are you thinking? Like, just give us your like general thoughts of what you're thinking, maybe what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I think that's something I try not to think about until obviously the season's over because we have, geez, a lot more games left. But no, I'm excited. I think with how much attention women's basketball is getting and even in the league, how much attention they're starting to get, I think it's absolutely something to look forward to. Really excited for it. I know it's a quick turnaround after the tournament right over to the league, but I think it's something everybody is probably looking forward to, and to be a part of it and to be in the conversation is really exciting. But like I said, my focus will be on, you know, I think we have a really good team here and a couple really good opportunities that hopefully we can take advantage of. But after that, like you said, I think it's absolutely something to look forward to.
Awesome.
I'm manifesting JC Sheldon in a Liberty jersey. Like, we need her here in New York. It's lit. Barclays is lit. I don't know if how many WNBA games you've been to lately, but got a squad now. And people turn up. Like,
you had a
nutty
squad last year. You should have won last year. You had a squad last year.
Yeah, you did.
We're missing another guard. Thank we need
you,
another Jason. Guard.
Thank you. Oh, you had all the guards. What? What else do you want? You want Sue Bird to come back? You want me to call
Sue? No, we're not deep enough. We need another guard that can defend, that can shoot.
Everyone needs a JC, but this is not what it's about. That's not what it's about. JC, I'm just saying, Dano just wants everybody to come to his team. Like, bro, you got everybody. What else do you want? What else do you want? Sorry. Dude,
I want a championship. Okay. I have like one in my whole life because the Astros cheated. You know what I mean? So that one doesn't count. So I only have one true championship in my entire existence because I don't remember the Rockets winning when I was a baby. Like, now that I live in New York, I'm a Liberty fan. Let me have this, please. Thank you. Wait, speaking of WNBA, though, are there players that you really enjoy watching or kind of craft moves from or take moves from or craft a game around or players you just, like, just genuinely enjoy watching?
Kelsey Mitchell is someone I watch, you know, a lot just because of the relationship I've had with her through Ohio State. And just watching her kind of go from Ohio State to the league and watching that transition. And I love her game. I think she does a lot of really good things. I like watching the Aces. Kirsten's on that team, so I found myself watching them a lot. And they have a lot of great players. Kelsey Plum, I think, is one of my favorites. Just all she can do on both sides of the floor and the different ways in which she scores. I like watching a lot, but a lot of players. And now being able to say, you know, I played with some of these girls who are there too is pretty cool, and it makes me enjoy watching them a little more.
Love that. Love that. Kelsey Mitchell, most underrated player in the league right now. Like, easily.
Oh, yeah. She can hoop.
Yeah. I'm so glad that I just do rec league. I don't have to guard anybody. But, like the thought of guarding, I mean, any of these players in the WNBA, Jesus Christ. Kelsey Plum is scary up close. Like drives hard and finishes. And, God, they were talking so much mess in that press conference afterwards. I left. I was just like, man, I'm not gonna be able to ask a question. Press.
Oh, hilarious. Aw, JC, thank you so much for your time. It's been great covering you and your team. It's been great chatting with you. Cannot wait to see you in the W.
Yes, I co-sign that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry about the connection issues.
No worries. We'll be watching the rest of the season. Best of luck to you.